And as he did, he reiterated the evidence that he had that Donald Trump pressured state officials, made fraudulent claims about the election, misused his official power, put pressure on the vice president, and then supported the attacks on the U.S. Capitol that happened on January 6th.
Trump has now responded, calling investigator Jack Smith deranged and a lame brain who, quote, wasn't able to get his case tried before the election. It's unclear whether a special second report on the classified documents case will be released. The red flags are up in Southern California for powerful winds, which is the last thing fire crews need in their battle against the deadly blazes burning in and around Los Angeles. CBS News correspondent Tom Hansen.
This was a traumatizing week last week for so many people here, and that concern is rolling over because, you know, it was early in the week last week that the dangerous Santa Ana winds picked up, which caused this mass spread of flames. And so people are hoping and praying that that is not repeated this week.
CBS's Lilia Luciano is in fire-ravaged Altadena, where entire neighborhoods have been destroyed.
It's one of the worst housing crises anywhere in the country. So now you're dealing with an even smaller, even tighter shortage of housing in a place where rents were incredibly high. Right. And not everybody has insurance. There's going to be a lot of people who are going to have to leave.
Confirmation hearings for President-elect Trump's nominees are getting underway.
Army vet and former Fox News host Pete Hegseth is slated to testify as he's been dogged by allegations of sexual misconduct, which he denies. Senate Majority Leader John Thune tells CBS's Face the Nation he thinks
most of our Republican senators are inclined to give the president the people that he wants in these positions.
But Democratic Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth says Hegseth has less experience than most Applebee's managers. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
North Korea has fired several short-range ballistic missiles flying into the Sea of Japan. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
I'm at a smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
CBS's Matt Piper tells us Mexico is offering cash for guns.
It's a campaign in Mexico to crack down on the number of weapons in the country's violence-racked streets. The Yes to Disarmament, Yes to Peace plan will offer cash to those who anonymously leave weapons at designated drop-off locations, including churches. $430 for a revolver, $1,200 for an AK-47 rifle, and $1,300 for a machine gun. In 2023, Mexico recorded 31,000 homicides, 70% of which were caused by firearms. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Amazon is saying goodbye to Try Before You Buy. That's the service allowing Amazon Prime members to try on clothing items, shoes, and accessories at home before completing a purchase. The last day for orders through the program is January 31. A spokesperson cited the program's limited reach and growing use of improved sizing recommendations powered by artificial intelligence on the e-commerce platform. This is CBS News. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies in the overnight as temperatures tumble to near 5 above. Wind chills between 5 and 15 below zero. West winds will be gusty. Sunshine for your Tuesday. Highs in the upper teens. Gusty winds. It's 12 at our studios.
California, yeah. You see them wearing their- sushi, blonde hair, blue, serving USA.
Thank you. Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news, and timeless hits.
Keep on dancing. news and timeless hits. WRJN.
For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who could call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Some dreams, they were clouds. 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Time you may embrace a time to refrain.
everything turn. There is a season turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven.
For walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes. But it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Seven lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Rain in my shoes. Photographs to some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked,
where you're bound on such a cold, dark afternoon. As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through. With the rain in my shoes,
as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey girl,
right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me. If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe,
means you ain't gonna show. On the ceiling
if you want me.
Mm-hmm.
Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show.
What a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white. The bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself,
been 40 days. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington. The Justice Department released to Congress a portion of former special counsel Jack Smith's report after a court order blocking its release expired at midnight. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson tells us it details Trump's alleged efforts to subvert the transfer of power after the 2020 election.
What we'll have here is a pretty clear record of what this investigation went on to show. And Donald Trump is sure to still claim that it's an unfair investigation, but the details are laid out in this very lengthy report.
Trump has responded by calling Smith deranged. In Los Angeles, dangerous Santa Ana winds strong enough to cause explosive fire growth are expected in the next few hours. With at least 24 deaths and others missing, CBS's Elise Preston spoke with a family who don't know the fate of an 86-year-old woman.
The days have been agonizing for families of the missing, including those looking for Meva Friedley.
Trying to find this person, and you're seeing nothing. You're seeing a lot of ash, a lot of smoke, a lot of stuff, but no person. We want to find her. Yeah. And there's a hopeful way, and then there's a way of reality, but we need to know.
The family has lost seven homes in the